You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
This is Zoe, and you're listening to WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. A group of Memphians received a rare glimpse into the workings of Elon Musk's xAI on Tuesday. Samuel Hardiman says an executive acknowledged the company's potential plans for a former natural gas plant in South Haven.
On the South Haven site, Brent Mayo, one of XAI's key executives, said the company is still assessing its land options about how to power Colossus 2 in Whitehaven. Mayo spoke to the Memphis Rotary Club on Tuesday, answering questions from Action News 5's Joe Birch, a Rotarian. Company comments have been rare since XAI arrived in Memphis in 2024. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Samuel Hardiman.
An interlocal agreement between Lakeland and Arlington schools, in place for more than a decade, will end after the next school year. The Lakeland Board of Education unanimously voted in favor of a resolution directing Superintendent Ted Horrell to terminate the agreement with Arlington on the first day of the 2026-2027 school year. The agreement is being terminated because the Lakeland School District will add its first ever senior class this year, completing its kindergarten through 12th grade pipeline. Students who want to attend Arlington High or continue going to school there will still be able to do so, but will have to apply to Arlington's non-resident admission program, which considers academic performance, attendance, and behavior. For Michael Waddell, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Something is wrong with me, and if I know that she's worried, then I feel the same misery. Still her man.
Hey Memphis, how you doing today? You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and you're listening to Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. I hope y'all are feeling good right now, all right? We are getting started with My Time With You and I with a song called Evergreen by Yeba. You know she from over here. You know she from around the way, honey, okay? So get into it. She's a beautiful soul singing sister, okay? So get into the things.
My evergreen.
Like you own everything in it. Ain't got nothing to prove, you just do what you do, something different. So many say they can do what you do and they try, but they don't. They frontin'. Yeah. Cause your beauty's like part in the sky, you shine bright like the sun. And the moon and the stars, when it's dark, you light my world up. Girl, and your smile is something that makes life worth living. The gold is deep in your soul, shines the most. Girl, I wanna rock with you. Rock with you. Girl, I wanna rock with you. Just the thought of your smile, everything you're about so amazing. And I can't claim you, but you on my mind every day, something major. And I swear I give my all when I'm ready, baby. No fronting, oh no, 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 no. Cause your beauty's like part in the sky, you shine bright like the sun. Moon and the stars, when it's dark, you light my world up. And the curl in your smile is something that makes life worth living. And the gold is deep in your soul, shines the most. Oh, shines so bright. You must be tired of trying. This right here is a constant reminder that I rock with you right now.
I wanna rock with you.
Yeah. I rock with you right now.
Oh, oh.
Rock with you.
What if I rock with you, girl?
If you're just tuning in, we just listened to Rock With You by Earl Grey. I love that song. It's a super cute song. I haven't listened to that one in some years, actually. He's one of those artists that unless you know, like you don't really know about him. So check him out. Again, his name is Earl Grey. And now we're going to listen to like a cover of Aaliyah called One in a Million, but this one is by Isaiah Hiron. All right, get into it. I love the song. It's a classic, okay? And I like the twist that he put on it. So get into it. I think I'm in like a lovey-dovey mood. You know? So let's get into it, y'all. Cause I love you, girl. It can't be replaced. She no one else loves me like you do. That's why I don't mind to spend my life with you. I wanna please you in any way I can. I wanna share my world. Don't you understand now? Your love is one in a million. It goes on and on and on. You give me a really good feeling. It goes on and on and on. You can hear me really good feeling. Take me inside out. Make my heart speak. Need no one else. You're all I need. Your personality and everything you do, it makes me love everything about you. Your smile, your style is so fly. I can't deny I got a crush on you, and that is true indeed. I'm digging you. You make me believe that your love is one in a million. It goes on and on and on.
the way love goes. I get it. It's over now, but time will tell.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Okay, so we just finished listening to In Your Eyes by Snow Allegra, and I love that song because I don't know. I mean, if you know, you know that the production definitely had the Neptunes on it. So I love that song. It has a cute little bounce to it, and I think it went viral on the internet. So y'all probably may be familiar with that beat, and I had to just keep the love Neptunes vibe going because this is Sade's By Your Side, but the Neptunes mix. Okay, all right, get into that.
Baby, you can get it. I will show you.
This is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. My name is Carrie Lee, and this is Healing Frequencies. And, you know, I have some thoughts, okay? I listened to this lady on Instagram or Substack, whatever she's on at the time, and she goes by The Hood Healer. And she shared something super insightful to me yesterday, and I was like very, very curious about it. It got me thinking, and I want to share it with you guys, you know, to encourage you guys to consider and think about it as well. Also, in the background, it's clear what we listening to, baby. This is Erykah Badu's Back in the Day. All right, I'm slowly sliding into the early 2000s. You know, I don't know if you clocking it, okay? If it's clocking to you, it says our brother Bieber. But yes. Yeah, so this here from the Hood Hill, I'm gonna pull up her tweet, okay? Because she let off a series of tweets that were super, super insightful, per usual. So it says, if you want more in your life, you're going to have to build your capacity. We're living in a world that has trained us for convenience, not endurance. Just quick dopamine hits. Short attention spans, instant gratification, no patience, no depth, no stamina. And of course, you know, this is Carrie talking. This is, you know, a very black and white view. So obviously, if it's not your story, if it doesn't resonate, leave it, okay? Take what resonates and leave what does not. But generally speaking, like, you know, a lot of people struggle with ADHD and, you know, just short attention spans, and a lot of us really, you know, are looking for quick dopamine hits, whether we realize it or not. And, you know, the algorithms, you know, from our social media platforms, and, you know, the way that kind of life just wants to just give us quick things, and then we move past it. And so we're always just waiting for something new, right? And so she said that we scroll past things that challenge us. We ghost things that require effort. We quit things that take too long, and we wonder why we can't hold the abundance we desire when it shows up. Oh, and that was a read. Okay, let me go to the next page. The next page says, the modernization of society has decreased our capacity for almost everything. Things like emotional discomfort, long-term vision, deep focus, delayed gratification, intimate connection, and even basic resilience. We're overstimulated but overdeveloped. We want overflow, but we can't even maintain consistency. We want divine alignment, but can't sit still for divine instruction. And I was like, oh no, is she talking to me? And I don't know if this resonates with you guys. And I know it's resonating with somebody out there. You know, it's a hard thing to look at and to realize. You know, a lot of us want that long-term abundance and peace and comfortability, but we're often seeking out quick ways in order to receive that. And so when our mindset is thinking quick, how can we expect to solidify something that is going to sustain, right? It makes me think about wanting to go back to school and, you know, now being older and kind of knowing more about myself in life and what I do want to study. Like, now I want to go back, you know, or I'm considering it. Let me stop. I'm considering it, and I realize sometimes I'll feel a little nervous, like, oh my gosh, like, it's going to be so much time. But it's like, girl, you'll look up and it'll be 2 years later. It'll be 3 years later. Like, time, like my friends say, time is always going to pass, right? So why do we, like, we'll sit and we'll ruminate about an idea we want to do for like a year or 2 years. And during that time of ruminating and thinking about it, you could have done it. You could have started it. And you look up 4 years from now. 3 years from now, and you have done the thing that you wanted to do. And I think, you know, we're always looking for a little quick certification. So that's why I admire people who get into the type of careers that require schooling that's like 6 years, you know, 4+ years, because you're thinking about an older version of you who is going to live the words are getting weird in my mouth. trying to live a way more comfortable life, you know, in the future, you know? So it's like putting in the work on the front end so that you can enjoy the benefits on the back end, you know? Let me see, what else did she say? Okay, capacity is your nervous system's ability to regulate under pressure. Build your emotional capacity by learning to sit with discomfort instead of numbing it. Okay, and the numbing it part is very, very much so real, okay? From, you know, distracting ourselves with things to watch, or even, of course, alcohol, smoking, stuff like that, you know, are the usual ways that people are, you know, familiar with trying to numb, you know, your pain and feeling something. You know, it's tough, feeling your emotions and sitting in things that don't feel good, you know, but the best way, you know, to get to the destination is through it. You have to feel your way through, these thoughts and stuff. But I understand for a lot of people, these things may feel overwhelming. So we're like, okay, back to feeling good. Okay. Let's get back to feeling good. Okay. And so she also says, so discomfort. Okay. Build your mental capacity by staying committed to something after the thrill and excitement fades. You know, that's very much so real because, you know, we can be excited about something and we get it. And then it's like, huh, well, I don't feel anything anymore. So maybe I should just let it go. And sometimes it's like, no, that's just how your body and your nervous system is set up. It's like the dopamine has worn off, the adrenaline. And so now you're like, okay, what else is next? What else is there? And it's like, no, hold still. Okay. There's still more that you can do with that. Okay. Okay. Now she says, build your energetic capacity by saying no to things that drain you and yes to things that stretch you. Okay. So when it seems tough, like for me, it's a fitness thing. Okay. Like, I want to say mountain climbing, but like hiking or, you know, running some sort of like marathon or something like that seems like a absolutely not, you know, and I feel like me trying to train for something like that will stretch me. You know, I know when I feel overwhelmed and stuff, especially when I'm trying to like do a hike or something, I will get overwhelmed and have many panic attacks. And I would be like, what's happening? But my body is going into panic mode. And my body's like, girl, you don't have me out here doing this. Like, you're pushing me further than I'm used to. And I don't know this feeling. So I'm just going to panic instead. Instead of realizing that, babes, you're literally safe. Like, you're walking yourself. So you know where you're going to go. You can stop yourself if you don't want to go. No more. Okay. So, yeah. And so then after that, she says, build your spiritual capacity by showing up every day, even when you don't feel like it. You know, it's like, we'll show up for work, you know, if we're not calling out, we'll show up for work or other things that people might require us to do. But what are the requirements that you're setting for yourself? You know, are you doing that? When you don't feel like waking up to make that smoothie for yourself to keep you from eating something bad in the morning instead, you know, or getting up to make your coffee at the house instead of going out to buy it. You know, what are those things that you can push through when you don't feel like it? And I'm going to work on that myself because I'm an adult now. So I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And if I don't want to do something, I don't want to do it. So it's kind of like, I recognize I'll like protest within my own self. You know, it's like the inner child in me. It's like, well, I don't want to do it. And it's like, you know what, girl, well, you grown, you don't got to. But girl, you should get up. Yes. And so she also says, which I thought was super dope. She said, every time you do something hard, something that stretches your capacity, challenges your comfort zone, or requires discipline, you're literally rewiring your brain. You're creating new neural pathways, which are like fresh roads through a dense forest of old habits, outdated beliefs, and conditioned reactions. Consistent actions usually will actually change our brain chemistry. So every time you show up for yourself in the face of resistance, doubt, or fear, you're not just building mental toughness, you're building a new person, more resilient, more adaptable, and a more empowered version of yourself. Okay, so I want y'all to think about that, and I'll let you guys enjoy this song. You know, I'm gonna run it back because it's a really nice song. Okay, it's called Heal by Lewis Sky, and this song is also tuned to 432, which I think is super dope, like 432 hertz to be specific. Usually music is tuned to 440. And so this song allows me to play it with my singing bowls, which are tuned to 432. So enjoy, heal.
Searching for a love that can save me from losing my way. Yeah. Give me good feels, make me believe, increase my faith. Take your time, I got you. And I'ma touch all your curves until your body say the words. Don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you. Give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, but I keep halting right on the pedal. Take your time, I got you. And I'ma touch all your curves until your body say the words. Don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you. Give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
You're just tuning in. We are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And I know we love this part of the song, but we're gonna get into these cards for the day, okay? We were just listening to You Don't Know My Name by Alicia Keys. Okay, I love that song. Also, a fun little side note is that so I sing background for John Legend, right? And so we just finished the first leg of our tour. That's why I was out last month and like before that. And we start back the US tour next month. So if you're in the States, pull up. Well, you have to be in the States if you're listening, likely. But yes, definitely pull up to whatever is closest to us, you know, here in Memphis. But yes, so during the show, he kind of takes us through like artists, songs, and albums that you may know or you may not know that he was a part of. And so for You Don't Know My Name, that background part, So John Legend is singing all of that stuff and all the backgrounds. And I'm like, you know what? Yes. That woo-woo-woo. I'm like, you know the same, John. So I think it's super, super cool when you hear how other like very, very popular artists have like played piano or sang background on some of your other favorite artists' tracks. So that's super dope. So yeah, let's get into it, okay? So from our rest deck, because you know I am a supporter of all things rest, okay? You deserve it, honey buns. Okay, so this card says, I am enough. The systems I live under are trash. I can rest. In the back of it says, how can you create individual and collective rituals of healing for yourself and your community? Can the idea of unplugging for an entire day be reimagined into small moments each day? What would integrating rest practices into your day look like? What can you imagine? I like that. Like, I think like if you have children, maybe you can do like quiet moments where we kind of, you know, just reflect, listen to calming music, you know, maybe that'll help. I'm thinking about trying it with my nephew, honey, because he'll be two on Halloween, coincidentally. And I'm just like, you know, how can we begin to learn to regulate these nervous systems, these emotions and things now? How can we do that? So yeah, so that, and just see what works for you and yours, okay? Or just for yourself. Okay, and from the self-care deck, I got connect with earth. So go outside, honey. If there's a trail you can get on, some grass you can stick your feet in and do some good grounding, do that. Go hug a tree, all right? Judge yourself, all right? Yeah, spend some time in nature, all right? If you have a yard or a park near you, just get into it. I know it's warm, so find you a good tree to sit up under and just breathe, okay? You deserve it, and you might enjoy it more than you realize. And the next one, which I really like, write a gratitude list. Yes, do that. I think I'm gonna do that as well. Yes, write a gratitude list too. That helps you keep your, I feel like it helps you keep your frequency high, right? It helps remind you that, hold on, life is cute. You know, things are better than maybe what I thought they were when you start writing out what is working out versus focusing on what is not working out, okay? And let's say you're in the car driving and carrying on and you can't write nothing down. Speak it, okay? Talk, you know, out loud. Okay, I'm thankful for this. You know, I can breathe. Like, I can breathe right now. I have the activity of my limbs. I'm driving in a car. Okay, regardless of what that car look like, how much gas you got, you up in there and you going from point A to point B. All right, I have a job to go to. I have a house. I have clothes on my back. All right. All right. I get paid tomorrow. All right. So what is it? Whatever that is for you, figure it out. Love on yourself. Be happy. Be joyful and feel good. Okay, so you know, I just love giving y'all a little cute little daily reminder of that. Take and put those things in your back pocket. And while we're here, we didn't take no deep breaths, okay? So I want us to do that. So I know we have like, what, 10 minutes remaining in our time together. So let's just take a quick little deep breath in through your nose. Breathe in. And then you can exhale slowly out through your mouth or out through your nose, whatever works. And let's take one more deep breath in through your nose. And we can exhale slowly out of our mouth. Yes. All right, don't they feel good? Just a little quick couple of breaths, all right, to realign our chakras. All right, so these last few songs I got for y'all, I'm in a mood, okay? I'm in a mood. I'm trying to get in the zone. I'm feeling very daydreamy. I'm feeling very Aretha. All right, so let's get into a little daydreaming by Miss Aretha Franklin. All right.
Look at my mind. He's the kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Y'all enjoyed Daydreaming by Miss Aretha, and now we are listening to Optimistic by Kenyon Dixon. You know, and depending on how much time we might slide a little zone by Iman Omari. But I hope you guys enjoyed this time with me. Stay optimistic, all right? And then I will be back with you guys next week. You know, yes, I believe so. Next week is my birthday. Woohoo! My birthday, the 24th. I don't know what day of the week that is, but it's my birthday and I'm really excited, so I won't get to talk to you guys then. But yes, you guys enjoy your weekend, feel good. Oh, and also, if you got nothing to do this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m pull up to Bill Street Landing. You know, there's a free sing-along. I'm hosting it. You can come and just sing your favorite Broadway hits. You know, and the Orpheum, they're nice enough to raffle off free tickets to see The Wiz on opening night this upcoming Tuesday. So that's a fun family-friendly activity that you can do. That me, Carrie Lee, I'll be there hosting it. So sending love to you guys, to you and yours. And until next time.
As long as you keep your head to yourself, you just gotta keep your head up. You can win. You're gonna win.